that was the most outstanding team doing in the whole world. You guys ready to rock?
Oh, yeah.
We are.
We're ready.
Right on. It is great to be with you guys this evening. We will have a fun-filled, family-packed adventure tonight on the call, so I'm ready to get after it. We've got a lot of ground to cover. Tonight we're going to be covering the process. Once we hear what all you awesome leaders' goals are for the quarter, so I'm going to just cover a couple quick things, and we'll get right into that. And then we'll run through the goals, and we'll finish up with Prospecting 101 with your guys' questions, with your permission. A couple quick things. I wanted to say had a lot of people out there setting up their teams this week. And a common theme that I got from quite a few people were when you're setting up your Pathfinders team, you know, are there requirements to stay on the team? That's a question that needs to be answered, and I got it enough times that I'll answer it. First of all, everybody out there in NECAN is welcome to build the business at whatever speed that they want to. That's first and foremost. The people that you and I, as professional networkers, and I want you to understand this call is dedicated to professional networkers. In fact, the whole Pathfinders program is dedicated towards professional networkers. So you guys are the special forces of NECAN, so to speak. And when you come to this call, whatever you're going to do from big to small, we're going to teach the class big. When NECAN Corporate comes out with stuff, they make stuff that cuts across all spectrums. So if there's 10 things to do to be a professional networker, NECAN's going to give you 1 through 5. What the field force will do is give you 5 through 10, building on 1 through 5. So having said that, the people that you're going to spend the bulk of your time with as a professional networker are the people that also want to be professional networkers. In other words, your only job in this business as an upline is to help your people contact and sponsor new people. So let me ask you guys a question. If your people don't have people for you to talk to, do you have a job?
Nope.
So that's rule number one. And, you know, I mean, I always call everybody and everybody's always welcome, but where I'm going to spend my time is when it comes to talking to other people. So having said that, the people that you're going to devote your particular time to, you should want them to be doing something and to be showing you that they're moving, and that's by either getting in front of people or, you know, they're producing in the organization. Now, let me also say this. I've had several people say to me, well, you know, I don't know if I'm good enough to be on a team, both on the live side and just in other teams that I'm operating, because I haven't done anything yet. And let me tell you guys this, that it doesn't matter what you've done up to this point. It's what you do from here. I don't care if you've been in the business 5 years and you're a bronze. It's what you do from today. So at the point you enter what we're doing here with the Pathfinders program, it's about, you know, the calls or the teams are about what you're going to do tomorrow. So if you're planning on coming into Pathfinders and not doing anything, then you're absolutely right. There's no spot for you on the calls or on the team. If you're coming into Pathfinders and are going to do things, then just do them. It really is as simple as that. So don't overthink that, well, you know, I haven't done anything yet. I really want you guys to understand that this is an action-based call. It's a results-based call. So the people that you're going to focus with out there that are setting up teams are people that want to build the business. A couple guidelines. I think that if you're working with silvers or above, that they should at minimum qualify every month or have a space on your team. That would be 2,000 points at silver, 1,500 at gold, 1,000 at platinum. I think for people below silver, I think 1,500 points or doing roughly one senior a month, those numbers are so low that they're as low as I can get them without just saying fog a mirror. So basically, you know, those are some pretty good guidelines that there should be a minimum. So the people on the live call here, for example, one of their requirements to be on the spot on the call is and I hate the word requirements, but you've got to have something or you have no integrity. You know, like if you were building a professional football team, you can't have somebody on the roster that doesn't play. Now, in my network marketing organization as a whole, I've got lots of people that aren't going to do a lot of stuff, but the people that are highlighting for special work, there should be some kind of a minimum. So having said that, that's a long explanation. Everybody's welcome here. You know, the you guys as uplines work with people that are actually doing things. And if you're a little bit afraid to step into this, and if you're a little bit afraid to step onto the call, or if you're a little bit afraid to be on a team out there, my thoughts are good. If you're not a little bit afraid, you're probably going to make the exact same crummy check next month. So I think that being afraid is probably healthy, because one thing I do know, you're not going to become a multimillionaire without doing things that make you a little bit afraid, or even making $10,000 a month. In other words, NECAN is not going to start handing you a check for $10,000 a month unless you do things. And the only way you get good at doing things is by doing them. And there's something about courage, and I learned this a long time ago. You don't, you know, read books and then get courage and then do things. I need to get my business going. Step into the problem, put your shoulder into it. Don't step away from it. There is no safe, easy way to launch your business. And I don't mean you got to quit your job and all that. But I think being a little bit, nervous about doing it is probably a good thing, or you're going to get paid very poorly. So that's as much as I want to say about that, because I probably got 15 emails this week about that. Secondly, we got a lot of people coming onto the Facebook page. We're going to be using that more and more over the next coming months. I highly recommend it. We've got people in contact from all over the world on that thing. It's been really, really, really cool. So I want to welcome everybody that has popped onto that so far.
Want to thank Paige for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. She has done a lot of work on that. In fact, she was just down there poking around doing some stuff today. She's doing a really, really good job with that stuff. But, if you guys want to network laterally as well as up and down with your upline, networking laterally is made possible off that and professionally. So it's a really cool tool. And let me see what else did I have on my handy-dandy agenda here. I'm kind of disheveled. The Bears lost today, so I'm surprised they're not dragging the pond for me around here.
I was wondering if you were going to be able to talk this evening.
Well, that was one step away from writing a cruel world speech and, putting those pirate chains around me and leaping off the pond out here. But, what can you do? The Bears lost. It was Grossman, and it wasn't a big surprise, so I was mentally prepared. Let me see what else we got here. I think we're good. So let's go into prospecting 101 once we get through everybody's goals. This is a really exciting thing. Guys, this next little 15-minute segment we do here on what your goals are, this is the show. What you tell us now is what we're going to create over the next 3 to 6 months. So I'm really excited to hear it. Jackie and Steve, our friendly neighborhood co-hosts, would you guys go ahead and run through it? The next segment is yours, however you want to do it.
We will do that. Are you going to do prospecting first, or are you going
to... No, that's going to be last because we need to finish up with that, so we're going to do this first.
Okay, well, Steve and I want to welcome you all to the call as well, and we're going to get right at it. And Steve is going to go up to bat with Team 1 first. We started with Team 4 last week, so we're going to reverse the order this week and keep you all guessing. So, Steve, fellow co-host and host and super person, go at it, and hey to your lovely bride, Terry, as well, because she's also part of your team.
Yes, and she is the backbone. Okay, Jackie, here we go. We're going to start out with Lori Blewett. Lori, we need to talk to you. We want to find out what you're going to do over the next quarter from your page 4 of your Ignition Sequence launch, and... are you going to run for the Ignition 6?
Absolutely. I am ready to Ignite 6, and part of that, my goal for the next 3 months is to go gold, and I'm glad Rick said it's okay to be a little bit scared, because I'm a little bit scared, but I've got to step up and do the work so that I don't have to go back to my job after the next 3, 6, 9 months. So gold is definitely circled on my page 4, and I did it in marker so I can't erase it. Quarterly incentive goals, recruiting and rank advancement, and also I circled 21 Club and Paragon Award to really build a stable, productive business.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Well, that's exciting. I always like to see Lori running down there. She's crazy.
Steve, can I interrupt? And so, Lori, that means that you'll need, if you haven't already, to identify 3 people that have circled silver on their page 4, so that will elevate you to gold, correct?
Correct.
Great. Good job. Okay.
Cool. Okay, well, we're going to jump over to San Antonio. Antonia.
Oh, I had to unmute, sorry about that.
All right, you're just... Ahead.
On my goals for this coming quarter will be to go from executive to bronze, and my quarterly incentive goal will be rank advancement, and I want to do the human thing more in April. I think that's the one that's here in Austin. It's going to be in April, and other advancement awards I'd like to do is the 21 Club.
Awesome. Okay, great. And you got anything to add to that?
Can I pop in again, Steve?
Go right ahead.
I would encourage you, Antonia, since you're going to have rank advancement, that you also consider circling recruiting, because that will involve your rank advancement.
Okay, I guess I'm still new to this all this stuff, so I'm still not sure what all this means.
We'll help you.
Okay.
I would encourage also anybody on the call that when you go to doing these awards and you look for what you need to do to get your rank advancement or whatever goals you're setting, that you go onto the NECON website and look at each one of these and see what the requirements are and see what they are. But, I mean, some of them you're going to just be going after arbitrarily just because you're going for, like, rank advancement, you know. So get on there and look at Ignite 6 and see what it's all about. Get on there and find out what the 21 Club is and the Paragon Award and all these awards, because a lot of them will coincide with each other as you're building your business.
Hey, Steve, I've got those posted. They're already up online. But
yes,
they
are.
The page didn't load, but a good number of them are already up there. But I got the complete listing. I just haven't refreshed the upload yet to get it up there. I was supposed to do it last Sunday. I didn't realize it was still in the queue.
Cool. Yeah, and if you're building your business like you're supposed to be building your business, a lot of times you'll accomplish those awards and not even realize you accomplished them. So go in there and find out what they're all about. With that, we're going to go over to Aurora Robles in Corpus Christi. Aurora, are you with us? She might be muted out right now. Aurora, if you're there and you mute back in, just holler when you do. Then with that case, we're going to drop down to Charles and Sherry Barfield in Page, Texas. How y'all doing?
All right, how are you?
Wonderful.
Good. Our rank advancement, we are going to become gold this quarter, or this go at it. Quarterly incentive goals, be recruiting and rank advancement. And I want to do the humans being more. Sherry's already been through it, so I need to go through it.
Awesome.
And I think we'd like another Paragon Award and a 21 Club Award.
Cool, and I would assume you're going for the Ignite 6?
Yes.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to add to that?
That's it for now.
Okay, we're going to drop over to Ron in Oakland, Illinois.
Aurora's here.
Oh, well, let's go back up to Aurora then. Aurora, what are you going to do this quarter from your page for, and are you going to go for the Ignite 6?
Oh, most definitely Ignite 6. I definitely want to do that. I will be doing that. Of course, I want advanced to silver. I'm going to go for the recruiting and rank advancement and the 21 Club, and most importantly, Ignite 6. And I do want to let you know that our team name is Royal Diamond Igniters.
Royal Diamond Igniters. Okay, cool. I like that. They've already picked out their team name, Rick. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, Oakland, Illinois.
Okay, rank advancement, I'm going to go to silver. And my quarterly incentive goals are recruiting and rank advancement. And I want to go to our humans being more, the university. And for the advancements and awards, I was looking at the 21 Club. I'm going to try and shoot for that.
Okay. And you, of course, you know how to word that, right? So Rick knows you're going to shoot for that.
I'm doing it.
Doing it.
That's
okay.
That's even better. That's even better.
I like it. I'm doing it. Okay, with that, I'm going to turn it back over to J.C. Carter for Team 2.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Let's go to Paula Levee in Round Rock, Texas.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi there.
Hi, I am going silver, and I want to do the Paragon Award and Ignite 6.
Awesome.
I just keep laying the seeds, and they're bound to land on fertile ground. I just do not give up, and I know this is what I need to do, and this is my way out of the traditional job.
And so with your rank advancement of silver, then in your quarterly incentive goals, you'll also be circling rank advancement and recruiting. And the other thing I'm repeating that is for those who aren't on the live side of the call, so that they can get that down as we go through this, that they haven't been through that before.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, great.
JC,
good job.
JC, can I interject for just a second?
Please do.
We're running through this because we want to hear Rick talk about Prospecting 101. But Paula, how are you coming? We all want to know on your getting off your meds.
I'm doing great. I still take four, and I'm tapering off one of them. So I'm in the taper stage with one of them, and so I really have three full medicines that I'm still taking and one partially that I'm still taking.
And that's
See,
out of 10.
Six.
That's out of 10, right?
That's out of 10.
Yeah, girl.
Ooh. Yeah,
right.
I still... Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, Grace Lonnie in Cedar Park, Texas. Good job, Paula.
Thank you.
Grace, are you there? Are you muted in? Let's give her a second here. And Susan Gorman in Temple, Texas, will be coming to you next. So if why don't we start with you, and when Grace comes back on, we'll go back to her.
All righty. I'm going to do the Ignite 6. Rank advancement will be gold. Quarterly incentive goals, recruiting and rank advancement. Paragon Award and 21 Club.
Awesome. Now that sounds like there's a belief system there.
You think?
Good job. Hey, and good luck with your upcoming autism walk, too. And next, in Waco, Texas, you Texans have got a monopoly here, I swear. Martha Harris. Martha, are you there? Are you muted out also? Well, because we're on a time thing, they can come back in. Steve, why don't you start up hitting the bat with Team 3 here, and then if Grace and Martha come back in, then they might be traveling, and their cell phones are bad, too. So go ahead, starting with Laura.
Awesome, and if any of you guys, other you guys have your new team names, you guys go right ahead and tell me what it is. But with that, we're going to go to Laura Rockwell in Schoolcraft, Michigan.
And I am going for silver as well as the Ignite 6, which will go for rank advancement and recruiting. I will be doing the 21 Club, and if there's a human being more, I will also attend that.
Great.
You rock, girl, I'll tell you. All right, anything to add to that?
No, thank you.
All right, we're going to just keep on going. I know Sandy Melbourne from Evergreen, Colorado, is in an airport in, I think she said Oregon, somewhere
yeah.
up there. Anyway, Sandy, come in, Sandy, do you hear us?
Hi, can you hear me?
Of course.
Okay, well, I'm working on two of my five pillar goals, one, a healthy body and healthy finances, working on improving those. And in the process, I'm working towards silver for rank advancement, recruiting, and, of course, the rank advancement. I am currently running a 21 Club, and I hope to at least get one 21 Club a month with each of the seniors that I pull in, because I'm trying to do the, well, I am working on my Ignite 6.
Cool. I like that. I am working on Ignite 6. Cool. Well, we'll let you move out, because I know you're in an airport. So
yeah.
With that, we're going to
okay.
run over to Kerrville, Texas. Connie Furr. I know you're...
I will wait loud. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that too loud?
A little bit.
Yeah, look, you know, Connie, you're probably about the loudest one we have on the call, but that's all right. We'd like to hear from you.
My dad probably to be bold young, I guess. I'm igniting 6 with a rank advancement as gold. I have one silver. I have another one identified, and the third one is a leap of faith. So with all the new frontline that is... This is coming in, I'm sure that's the third silver rate. The quarterly incentive goals, I'm going for all three. I've done the retailing twice before. I'll do all three, retailing, recruiting, and rank. I need another human being more desperately. I say they ought to be once a year. Advanced leadership is another one of my goals. And the awards, we've got... the bonuses, Paragon Award, and the 21 Club. That one I've been working on a couple of different times, and I've come so close that I say the third time's a charm, so.
Awesome. But you rock, Connie, and it's good to have you on the call.
Thank you.
We're going to run over to Kerry in Brookfield, Illinois.
Yes, ma'am.
Go for it, Gary. Tell us what you're going to be doing over the next quarter off phase 4.
I want to look at, I want to get to silver rank advancement. I want to do a 21 Club in December. I want to sign up two people a month at least.
Cool. You rock. You know, Gary, you are one man of few words.
Hey, there's other people on the call.
You come on, you say what you're going to do, and you're done.
Well,
appreciate that. That's wonderful. All right. With that, we're going to run over to a good friend of mine in Waco, Texas, Amber King.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. For the rank advancement, we're going to go for silver. And the quarterly incentive goals, I circled all three of them. I just take them where they are, retailing, recruiting, and rank advancement. I've been to human being more training. We're going to get Amber there whenever there's one available in this area. And the advanced leadership and communication. We circled the performance bonus and Paragon Award, and hopefully we're going to work on getting a 21 club in here also.
Cool. With that, is that it, Steve?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back to Jake.
Oh, and of course, they ignite six.
Sounds like everybody is in Fuego, doesn't it, Jackie?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. So we're going to go to Tammy Silvera, and she's in Lago Vista, Texas, not Waco.
Right, Lago Vista. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I am excited to be a part of this team, and I will be working on going silver, and I'm just all over Ignite 6. That is very exciting to me. And, of course, I want rank advancement and to be excellent at recruiting. So I'm just anxious to be moving on with this business. I know that this is our family's way to have more time together. You know, next year when my son's in second grade, I don't want to have to tell him, no, Mom can't come to the Moms and Muffins breakfast because I have to go to work.
Oh, Tammy, I've been where you are, and I know exactly how you feel. And I'll tell you, when you're out of there, it is a blessing. So you just work your little feet off because it will come. I promise it will come. Now, you mentioned rank advance, but what rank have you circled?
Silver.
Okay, great. And maybe you said that, and it went by, and I apologize for that. Excellent job. Great, great, great. Okay, next to Rhonda Schultz in Naperville, Illinois.
Hi, guys. It's a pretty quiet because I'm driving.
Sounds good. Sounds great. Just go ahead and shoot us your information. It sounds beautiful.
Okay, good. I know I said before that I was going to do rank advancement for Platinum by February, but I like what Tammy said about all over this Ignite 6. I'm going to be all over it also. And I'm going to shoot for Platinum this quarter. So I'm not going to wait till February. There's no reason to. And I'm going to do the rank advancement for Platinum. And I don't have my paperwork in front of me, so I'm trying to do this from memory. But recruiting and sponsoring and 21 Club and Paragon Award.
Great. Well, that's good. Drive safely and keep your eye on the road.
Thanks, Jackie.
Okay. Mr. L and Kathy Ellis in Belton, Missouri, somebody not from Texas. He must be muted out, so let's move on to Joe Higdon from Austin, Texas. And
Jackie?
Yay!
I'm sorry, I was muting and I couldn't.
That's
Brewster,
okay.
Brewster emailed his stuff to me. This is Joe.
Yep.
Do you want me to go ahead and go through his?
Yeah, why don't you do that? That's good. He's probably tied up.
We had a meeting that maybe it'll give us our team name. We might be called Eagles. We'll see. Anyhow, 90-day business goal. What he had down was rank advancement to silver. Quarterly incentive was recruiting and rank advancement 21 club. He said he'll do the business 21 club if I have a playmate. I already told him I was going to do it. and total monthly earnings, he says he wants to be at $2,000 per month by the third month.
Okay, great.
That was Brewster's.
Okay, now hit us with yours, Joe.
Well, I'm doing the business 21 club like last week. I guess Brewster didn't hear me. What I expect out of that is I'm doing one solid business ABC per day, which is, you know, 20 per month. And out of that, I'm expecting six solid partners in the three-month period, meaning one out of every 10, and the rest are the customers. And what I mean by that is that six people that are committed to going all the way up and should have them in line for silver. by the end of the quarter. Personally, my goal, Rhonda, I guess I'll just have to, I'll be running behind you there, but platinum by the end of February. Just set up for it so they can finish it off that month.
Fabulous.
So, and that'll take all the other, you know, if you do six, you've got the Paragon, you've got the Business 21, you've got all the other ones falling behind it. All the other awards.
Well, when you get one set, just like dominoes, right? They all fall into place.
They're all, you know, they just, yeah, the awards just come once you do the meetings.
That's right. Okay, so, with that, I think everybody has shared their information. We're going to turn this, Steve, do you have any closing short comments?
Oh, I'm ready to listen to Rick do the 101.
Okay, well, with that, Rick, we're going to turn it back over to you and tell us about Prospecting 101 for those, especially new people, and refreshers for those of us who've been around.
Awesome. Thanks for such a great job, everybody. It's cool. Just some thoughts as I'm listening. First, Gracie Lanny just sent me an email, and to you too, Jackie. She's on the call but can't unmute. Grace, make sure that you are on the speaker code. That's number one, and if you are, we'll figure out later. Grace is going for gold. She wants recruiting, rank advancement, HBM in Austin in April, and Ignite 6 and 21 Club, and that's a lot of stuff, and I've got a suspicion she's going to get it. She's awesome. So thanks for being here, Grace, and for shooting over your stuff. We'll get your comms figured out. Second, Rhonda, kudos to you. You know, being on this call every week is part of the commitment, and it's one of the things that you do. For me personally, you know, I'm old school, going way back. If I say I'm going to do something, then if I've got to, you know, crawl up the hill on my hands and knees bleeding, I'm going to do it. And, you know, Rhonda tonight coming back, a dear friend, lost a brother, and just got back from coming home from a visitation. So that's an extra mile for your business and your commitment. Thanks for that. And all you guys did a great job. And listening to Brewster and Joe at the end, I get excited about that. That friendly, fun, friendly competition is one of the best things about the business. And I'm surprised one of you doesn't say you're going to do a 21 Club 22 times.
Well, the months aren't over yet. Just wait.
That's right. So let me get into this Prospecting 101. And there are times in the call when we do basically all teaching sessions. And I'm going to try to do this in about 20 minutes because I got to cover a lot of ground. And basically on prospecting. And you guys can ask whatever questions that you want. And please do. It's encouraged, in fact. First thing about prospecting is not everything. It's the only thing. Nikken makes, they package, they invent, they ship, they do absolutely everything. In fact, the best way to think about Nikken is think about your local grocery store. How many of you guys would like to get paid on this call if you sent people into your local grocery store and when they signed the contract, you started getting paid? How many of you guys would think that would be a pretty good deal?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Right. Now, the things that would be nice about the grocery store is you know people are going back. You know they're going to buy a lot of stuff, and you know they're going to go for the rest of their life because they have to eat. The other thing is, if you did sign somebody up at the grocery store, which you guys wouldn't think you got to go in there and chop beef and fill shelves, you would just know that the grocery store does everything. Your only job is to get them in the door. Does that make sense, everybody?
That's a perfect analogy.
Mm-hmm. What makes Nikken so close to a grocery store is we have a wide lifestyle-based, lifelong consumption dynamic. My wife and I, like your families, lay on the bed, drink the water, breathe the air, change the filters. You know, we're going to wear the socks next month. You know, we take all the nutritional, J Green, Lactoferrin, Ziaga, you know, Body Balance, the Rev, the Burn, the Cleanse, the Protein Shake, on and on and on and on and on. This is like a grocery store for us. So don't make it more complicated than that. Your only job is to take people that have needs, physically and financially, and put them in touch with the information and then get your buns out of the way so they can see Nikken, okay, and connect it with the information so they can make a good decision for them. Your story comes in to validate that it's a great thing. I mean, you love it. Now, let me say a couple things about that. When I go prospecting, number one, I give it like a gift. I never beg it like a favor. No one's doing you any favors by looking at your information. You guys are bringing a 5A1 rated multi-billion-dollar multinational biggest and only total wellness company in the world to America. We have products that have been published in major medical journals. We have products in FDA trials. We have, you know, we've done over $25 billion in sales, 40 million historical customers in 37 countries on five continents. Now, how many of you guys have ever been faced with somebody that's And first, let me tell you a story. When I was going through Special Forces School, they were talking about teaching map reading to tribesmen. And there was a fellow in Vietnam working with a group of villagers called the Mountain Yards. And basically, what they were doing was he was teaching them how to read a compass. And because that's very important for, you know, obviously for land navigation, he said, point your compass north. Well, one of the guys in the back didn't speak English, asked the interpreter, he said, what's north? And he said, well, I better teach you. So he drew a big circle, and he put N, S, E, and W on there. And he first thing he said was, this is the earth. And all these guys started laughing. There's probably 100 of them there. So he said to the interpreter, what's everybody laughing about? And he said back to him, this is the interpreter, the world is flat or we would all fall off it. Let me ask you guys a question. When that guy was outnumbered 100-1, with 100 people not knowing any information, did it make him question what he knew?
No.
No.
How many of you guys know that this is the smartest way to work, the best way to do your health care, you're also armed with the facts, and you're standing in front of 100 people and saying, well, heck, maybe the earth is flat? Does that put it in perspective any better, everybody?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You guys know the information. You know the facts. Your job is to help them see it. So when you're going out to do this, first of all, you have to understand that people don't know what you know. Don't assume that they do. What's going to attract people to this business, and I'm going to tell you first and foremost, is the fact that you're sold yourself, that you believe it yourself. You can't manufacture it. You can't memorize scripts. You can't get around it. You can't get over it. You can't get under it. When people look at you, they're going to know whether you believe it or not almost immediately, and that comes with your commitment level. And I'm serious about this. Now, when you're talking about sharing the product or sharing the business, I'll talk about that more in a second. It's just the same thing. But if you go out with a giving heart and you tell people, man, this is something really fantastic. I think it could help you with X, or I think it could help you with Y, and then just let it flow from yourself. Don't be worried about whether they do it or not. Don't be worried about whether they use it or not. Don't be worried about the outcome. Worry about what you're creating, which is a dynamic of putting people in contact. And what you're looking for is talent. You're looking for people that have an interest. You're looking for people that seem fun. You're looking for people that are open-minded. By definition, that means you're not looking for people that aren't. A lot of us tend to wrestle with people that aren't going to do this anyway instead of finding people that will. So the bottom line is, when people see that you love something and see that you're committed, you all heard the sayings about the Lord loves a committed person, and people around you can tell when you're serious and when you're not. Dave Johnson said when he was here in Austin, even a dog can tell whether you kicked it or tripped over it. Isn't that an interesting topic? Do you guys think that a prospect can tell whether you're doing NECAN or trying NECAN?
Absolutely.
That's the core of your prospecting. It's always interesting to me. Someone says, well, I'm going to try to go silver. I'm going to try to build my NECAN business. I guess for me, when I came on board, the only advantage I had, and I was a long way away from any upline, there were no previews, no trainings, no tapes, no tools, no conference calls. One thing I did was I never had the attitude that I was trying NECAN. I was going to do NECAN. Come heck or high water, I was going to do NECAN because I realized the value. So if I had a part where I was struggling or a point when it wasn't growing, I didn't question NECAN. I said, I need to get better. If you're climbing a mountain and keep falling down, it doesn't do you any good to blame the mountain. You need to get better shoes, or you need to get better ropes. So the thing is to do in this is to sit back and realize, hey, I'm going to build this. I'm putting all my sails up. I'm going forward. I'm committed. And I need to make the decision at this point that I'm nobody's downline. I'm upline to the people I'm talking to. And here's the other thing. The people you're talking to don't know what you know. You are the expert, even if you don't know that much. All the details are going to be on the tape, on the video, or in the presentation. What you're looking to do when you talk to people is create interest by being enthusiastic, by telling people how much you love it, by basically just getting them to say, gee whiz, what's that, and then feeding them the right information, first and foremost. Now, as I told you a moment ago, you're not looking for validation. We all out there want people to like us from the time that we're a little kid. You know, you draw something scribbly on a piece of paper, you hand it to your mom, and they put it on the fridge. If they don't do that, you're devastated. One of the innate things we all have is the need to be accepted. Now, I want you to know, in this business, you have a product. Well, let me just say this, especially in these times today, you guys realize all these home businesses out there that have a jug of juice, they're gone in 5 years. Okay? There are very, very few ways you can actually make a residual income from home. We have one. We also have a product line that is undeniably, indisputably, scientifically, the smartest way to take care of your health. breathing, drinking, eating, and sleeping. There is absolutely no scientist in the world could get me in a room and tell me why our products don't make a difference. They can argue whether magnets work or magnets don't. Okay, that doesn't mean that. By the way, guys, if you don't believe in gravity, does it still work?
Absolutely.
Right. So when someone does it or doesn't believe in magnets, does it really matter?
Nope.
I mean, I'm no genius, but I've got iron in my blood, and if a magnet gets near iron, what does it do?
It attracts the iron.
Right. Now, is there any place in the universe when a magnet would not attract a piece of iron?
No.
No.
Okay. The other thing, electrons move apart when they go through a magnetic field anywhere in the known universe. So if somebody's telling you these don't work, you understand there, that would be like saying, oh, if you jump off that, you're going to float because there's no gravity in that location because my lack of belief somehow defends it. Because it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, meaning the prospect. What matters is that you believe it and that you know it. By the way, if you believe there's a God, you can rob a bank. If you know there's a God, you won't.
That's right.
There's a difference in the two. So if you believe Niken works, that's cool. If you know, and by the way, if you have trouble believing, remember, 33 years, 40 million customers, 25 plus billion, 37 countries on 5 continents. Can anybody here dispute that this is at least a viable business?
Yeah, I think somebody would figure it out by now.
Right, so this is the thing. And then can anybody on this call dispute that earning a residual income from home is smarter than being on the clock?
No.
Okay, can anybody here dispute that breathing, drinking, sleeping, and eating properly would make you healthier?
No.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Is there ever a position when you guys are prospecting when you do not have the high ground?
Never.
No.
Don't let people make you play small. Understand that you're giving a great gift here to people. I was just listening to Joe. I think Brewster said he wants to make $2,000 a month. Brewster's a very smart man. Brewster has worked in finance his whole life. You're talking a very successful man. You know, you guys may laugh and say $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month. What's the big deal in that? Well, guys, the average interest rate today you're going to get is about 3.99%, and that's if you're doing good. And I'm not even putting taxes into the equation. Do you guys realize that to make $1,000 residual, you would need over $350,000 in the bank? So what Brewster's saying when he wants to make $2,000 a month, he is saying within a year of kicking this in to build a business, I want to have the functional equivalent of $700,000 in the bank.
Uh-huh. Well, guys, that's what I'm saying in 3 months.
Does that make your $1,000 or $2,000 look different?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you're talking to people, I know all of this going in. I know that I'm looking for people that are fun, that give me good vibes. I know I'm looking for folks that would have an interest in helping to launch this all around the world. And I know I'm looking for people that hurt to make them feel better. And by the way, I am not building full of the sick so that I can go find a few healthy. I am looking for the healthy to heal the sick. And when I use the word healthy, I'm not talking about whether you're physically sick or not. I'm talking about a healthy person that wants to do something with their life. You could have the worst illness in the world and have a dream. I just watched a fella. You know, if you guys really want to be good prospectors, you're getting ready for this call every week. Watch Extreme Home Makeover every week before you come to this call.
Right.
I just watched this character, you know, cruising around on crutches with cerebral palsy. They threw him in a trash can when he was a baby over in Egypt. This guy spends his whole life giving to people. You know, and they're talking to these people that work with handicapped people, and he says, if you want to make a change, be the change. Well, when I go out to talk to people, you know what, I got to tell you guys, I got a lot of things I don't do right in my life, and but I'll tell you right now, this is what I do. Right, wrong, good or bad, this is who I am, it's what I do. I've got my name on it, this is what I do. I'm in business for myself, this is my family's career. If you guys want to be great prospectors, quit fooling around with it, put your name on it. And I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying put your name behind it and say, this is what I do, and look them right in the eye and say, hey, this is a really terrific company. I'd be honored if you take a peek at it. Or, you know, I heard you saying you'd like to be home with your kids or whatever. Love you to take a peek at this thing. Whatever your style is at connecting with people, people will know whether you believe it or not. And then the second thing is people don't have to look. You know, we're looking for people that do have needs and do have the want to need to fix it. You guys are looking for people that are 7 through 10s in terms of wanting to change it. If you find 4, 5s, and 6s, they'll break your heart because they're interested enough to look at something but not enough to do anything. And 1 through 4, we can't help. So you're looking for the people that have the desire to do something and do something now. So your job, everybody, is basically just to get this in front of people, give it like a gift, don't worry about the results, and prospecting is giving. It's not about getting. If you ever find yourself thinking about what people aren't doing, stop what you're doing and reverse your thought process and start giving it. Because if you're at a preview and somebody doesn't show up, first of all, that's part of it. That's part of the game. It's okay. Okay? Guys, I didn't show up for the first 2 or 3 previews I was invited to. Anybody here ever blow anything off when you were in the process? Okay? So it's kind of like, you know, I was watching this guy on TV working with, I hate to say animals because I'm not trying to draw the comparison, but he was working with abused animals. And when the animals would act badly, he didn't say he hates working with animals. He understood that's what they do, right?
Uh-huh.
He's a professional. Well, if you guys are working with prospects and you know people are busy, should you get upset or should you just understand?
Understand.
Sure. Be patient about it. The only time you can get upset about a prospect not coming to the preview is if you've only prospected one person and you have nobody else in the pipeline. That's the bottom line with that. The other thing is, expect people to like it. What they're not to like, don't be surprised when people like it. Expect people to like it. Okay? When I talk to people, what they're not to like? Have a good time with it. Relax. You know, don't put pressure on yourself. Go out and always get yourself in the frame of mind where you're going to be like that extreme home makeover, and you're just going to try to make over somebody's life by giving them the power to make over their own life. Now, to help you do this, because there's a lot of information about NECAN, it doesn't do you any good to blab at people because, you know, if you just sit there and fire hose people, you know, you're not going to get anywhere because it's too much to take in all at once. We have to give it to them a little bit at a time, and what we really want to do is not cram it down people's throats. We want people to say, wow, that's cool. We want them to come after it. In other words, prospecting can be like herding cats. You can either chase them around the house, or you can just open a can of Friskies, let them run to you. So rule number one of prospecting is get people to come to you. Couple things, if you feel that nervous energy when you're prospecting and you're trying to fill space and you get breathlessly. And another thing, did I mention maggots? They increase blood flow and they're published in medical journals. Anybody ever done that before? Breathlessly talk to people? If you find yourself feeling hyper talking to people, take a breath. Relax. You should say one word for every 2 words your prospect says. Your prospect should speak last, and they should preferably speak first. So when you're talking to people, take a deep breath. If you really want to listen to this, go order the Fishers of Men DVD from Focus on Growth by Ed Wein. He talks about we're not hunters, we're fishermen. So the bottom line, too, is you want to create interest so people, we'll put it this way, you're not trying to get people to come to a preview, you're trying to get people to want to come to a preview, and the difference between the two is massive. Okay, the difference between the two is massive. Don't be Lash LaRue out there, you know, like a puppy on somebody's leg. Let people get excited themselves. And then, of course, there's the other extreme. People don't talk to anybody because it's uncomfortable. And I know that it is. But here's the thing. You're going to have to get over that to build this business. Doesn't mean you're still not going to be more quiet or laid back. But you understand that NECAN's paying you to talk to people. I heard someone tell me about a month ago they like everything about NECAN except for prospecting. And that was like saying I love everything about basketball except for dribbling. I mean, that is what it is. And by the way, you know, when you know what you're doing, you're out to change people's lives. Your shyness can go away because when you know about something great, you have to share it. That's what you need to do. It's, you know, those whom much is given, much is demanded. It doesn't say ask. It doesn't say request it. It says demand it. Okay? Now, we have a process to help you do this. Couple reasons. You know, if you don't have a process for crying out loud, then you're never going to have a way to teach your downline. Those of you guys that have really complicated, you know, I have 1,000 different things that I do to prospect. Remember, when your people are looking at NECAN, they're also evaluating how they do the business by what you're doing. One of the biggest things I've heard with the Evites is people are saying, gee whiz, I can do this business because I can send an Evite. If you guys are driving all the way across town, whoa, somebody's, there you go. If you're driving all across town 3 times and you're giving them a tape, 4 books, 17 brochures, and a DVD and a CD, what are you are you telling your prospect?
Takes time and money
to do it.
But it's extremely complicated.
Right.
So your best thing, you don't give people 7,000 things, you give them one. And then you have a, then you know what you're going to do next. So with our simple process, if you guys just go to the business tools page on pathfinders.biz, you'll see it down there. It's extremely simply laid out. Now, this does not constrict your personality. We all have different personalities, but whether you're a supporter or a promoter, Nikan is what it is. If I was going to describe a basketball to you guys, would it differ if I was a supporter or a promoter, or would it still be orange and round? What if I'm super compassionate? Is it still orange and round, or does it change?
No, it'll just take you longer to say it.
Okay, so here's my point. Nikan is a 5A1 rated multi-billion dollar multinational biggest and only total wellness company in the world, 37 countries on 5 continents. Does that change because you're a promoter, a controller, or a supporter or analyzer?
No.
No.
The way that you meet people will vary dramatically in the way that you engage people and build a relationship. But when it comes time to telling people what Nikan is, it is what it is, what it is. Now, how we use the vehicle to retire or be home with our kids or whatever is different. But what the vehicle is, in other words, if my wife and I were downtown New York, you know, down on Wall Street, we wanted to go up to the museum, and you were downtown right next to us on Wall Street, wanted to go up to Yankee Stadium, we could both take the same subway line, but it would be the same subway, different uses. I mean, if you looked at it, it wouldn't look any different, would it? Wouldn't we both buy tickets the same way? Or
yep.
Tokens, I guess? Well, with Nikan, it is what it is. So instead of having 4 trillion tools, because what happens, guys, if somebody's brand new and you say, hey, here's 4,700 or here's 11 different tools to go meet people, go get them, what are people going to do?
They won't do much of anything.
Right. People say, well, you're going to use different tools based on your style, but how do you know what your style is if you don't have a style? You just don't. So what we've done is, and if you take a look at those pages, we've whittled down what the different tools are and where to use them to a manageable amount where you have a few that work really well. You're better off having a tool that works 70% of the time that's used 100% of the time. I'm sorry, having a tool used 70% of the time or 100% of the time that's 70% effective rather than having something that's 100% effective that's used never. Okay? So if you take a look at how this is broken down, we have step one, which is create an interest. Step two, which still falls under the same, that's your ABC. And step three is your pre, and then you're bringing people on board. Let me explain how these steps break down. If you take a look at step one, which is your, and two, which is your creating interest phase, basically I want you to look at that like if you went to a movie store. If you pick up the back of a movie box, how many of you guys have ever gone to a DVD store or a movie store and read the back of a movie box?
Yeah, probably all of us.
You guys ever done that before?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you guys have ever, what is the back of a movie box? Isn't it just enough information to tell you whether you want to rent the movie or not? And it tries to make it sound really, really good, right? But without
just
giving the story away.
Right.
All right. Anybody here ever rented a movie, took it home, it sounded great, and it was horrible?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the thing. What are you supposed to do in your ABC, your creating interest? You're supposed to get people to say, gee, that sounds like a really neat company. I'd like to know all about it. So that's the basic of this. Now, by the way, I'm not going to get into the in-depth how to use every tool because what we're going to do next week is part two of this, which is the actual tools. Next Sunday night, we will do a webinar, which is really cool. We can sell your smiley faces on how to use the tools in the process. And I'm going to walk you through what's on this website top to bottom, not only the e-tools, but where to order the hard copy tools, where to use all the different brochures, the previews, the sponsoring. We're going to do a top to bottom webinar next week. This is going to lay out what the basics of it. Next week will be the continuance. So having said that, you take a look at your creating interest, you're basically using your ABC, and if you look at how the tools are broken down, they're broken down from step one to step two to step three. So if you've given someone a step one tool, what would come after what would come after step one?
Step two.
And then what would you do after step two?
Step three.
I know I'm being funny and kind of pedantic right there, but my point is, you guys, is that what you want to do is just have a simple information flow that's taking people through it. So when I meet somebody, for example, we just did this weekend. I was talking to somebody actually at the gym, and they started talking about, you know, I heard you and your wife are kind of working from home or retired. I said, yeah, we work from home. We've been doing it for a while, and we really love what we do. And then I just kept working out. Well, what is it? Well, we're bringing the biggest wellness company in the world to America. America. It's really awesome. It's kind of a blend of a major corporation and a home business, and the thing's just getting ready to really kick off, and we're looking for partners that want to work from home. And basically, so, well, how do you learn information about this? So, well, just shoot me your email, and what I'll do when I get home, I'll send you a quick information overview, and you can take a peek at it, see what you think, and we'll go from there. So that was it. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Simple as that. They got home, already sent me an email, watched the first video, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. It's as easy as that. I could be out with somebody, you know, I could be out bumping around. They say, gee whiz, you know, I'll start talking to them. People ask me things all the time. They say, well, Rick, how are you? They'll say, how are you doing? And instead of just saying, fine, I'll say something crazy like, I am, you know, I always say something silly like, I am, you know, beyond excited. Or I'll say something silly like, how are you doing? I'll say, I am overwhelmed with joy. Just something to make them laugh a little bit. Or, you know, whatever your personality is, engage people. Ask them a couple questions. When I meet people, I'll say, hey, how are you doing? They'll say, how long have you been here? What do you do? How long have you lived in Texas? If you guys ask people 5 to 6 questions about themselves, you'll find they'll generally open up. If they don't, they're just not going to be built for this business anyway. And
so
what will people usually ask you if you ask 6 or 7 questions?
What do you do?
And by the way,
that's the point
in time when you don't say, I'm a mechanic, undertaker,
right,
personal trainer, Reiki person, / Nikken doer. Because the last I checked, the only one you're getting paid for referring people to is Nikken. Nobody cares if you're a butcher. Nobody cares if you're a banker. Nobody cares if you're an engineer. What do people care about? What's going to make them money?
Yep.
So I don't care what you do. If you want to attract people to Nikken, don't have an and in the middle of what you do. Just say, I'm launching my own business. And by the way, if you're in another kind of business where you refer people and stuff, you know, do what you have to do. But if you want Nikken to grow, we'll put it this way. If you want catfish, use stink bait. You're not going to catch a lot of catfish with a big, shiny lure. So when you're talking to prospects, don't have a card with 14,000 things on it. Like, you remember Old In Living Color? You're one of the, I got 17 jobs, man. You know, nobody's impressed by that. Now, if you're still working, which many of you are on this call, what I used to say when I was new was, well, I just found a way that I'm going to be the heck out of here in about 4 or 5 months. Because I signed up three people at Steelcase, three of them. One of them actually came on board, built it to the silver level, and there's a gold beneath them still in my downline, guys. But and that was just one person I used to work with. A couple of the other ones came on, did a little bit of stuff, and kind of fell off. But I had people that my last month in there were coming all around me. Now, in this economy today, how many jobs out there, guys, are providing stability?
Not very many.
So what's your biggest selling? You know, I was watching CNN the other day with my wife. We were getting ready to go to the gym, and Paige said, you got to come in here. The financial analyst on CNN said, I want you all to clearly understand, the job market will never come back. It is gone forever. She said, you know, she goes, do you remember that book, Who Moved My Cheese? She looked right in the camera. She said, the cheese has moved people. You'd better find something else to do.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question, guys. What should your 100% angle be today when you're talking to people?
Security. Yep.
Stability. Plan B that can transition to plan A, and you've got one and they don't. Now, you notice, by the way, I'm not talking about a whole lot of product stuff on this call. I'll tell you why. Dennis Williams, going way back, told me a long time ago, he said, listen, if you approach somebody with a product and they don't want the product, it's pretty tough to ask them about a business, isn't it?
Yep.
If you approach somebody on a business and they don't want it, can you always fall back on the product?
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean that when I saw a lady in the gym, she was wearing knee wraps on her knees, and I could tell she was really hurting. I said, what'd you do to your knees? She told me they're, you know, got arthritis and they're really bad. And so I said, you know, I work with a company, might be able to help that. I didn't say, I've got something you have to wear, put them on, you might hurt worse, drink 7 gallons of water, it might hurt worse before it's better. Anybody ever done that before? Here's this mattress. I know you've got fibromyalgia. I'm going to give you my sleep pad. Make sure you lay on it. You might not feel anything. And if you do, it might be bad. Make sure you drink lots of water. Make sure. And because, you know, how would you react if someone told you that, giving you a bed?
Okay.
Or you get people that are hurting in your family, and you say, here's the backflex. You got to wear one. I'm in this new business. And then you get, like, frustrated, but they don't wear it. here's what motivates people. When I see somebody with an ache or a discomfort, I don't go up and tell them it's going to fix them where all of a sudden I'm their dad. What I tell them is, hey, you know, I'm in this company, and I've heard a lot of ladies with fibromyalgia talking, and we have this sleep pad that they lay on, and it seems to help most of the time with no side effects. If you'd like to know about it, I'd be happy to get you some information. Do you guys think that would be a better effect than I've got a sleep pad that can
yeah,
cure you?
Yeah.
If somebody has a bad back, you see, you know, I got to tell you, I work with this company, and it's a big healthcare outfit out of Japan. They have some natural stuff that can fix bad backs for under $100. That's what people are talking about. If you'd like some information, I'd be happy to show it to you. As it turns out, I went out to the car and gave this lady a thermographic DVD. I said, watch this. If you want some information for your knees, let me know. If you don't, fine. And guess what? And guys, here's my big plan. If she watches it and then tells me she wants some information, guess what I'm going to do?
Oh, give it to her.
Give her some. And if she comes back and doesn't, guess what I'm not going to do?
Give her some.
Okay. So if I give somebody the Evite for the Niken story and they watch it and they don't want information, guess what I do?
Nothing.
Right. I'm not writing my Niken is hard letter and, gee, I'm not silver. Maybe network marketing isn't real. I'm just not worried about it. And then if she says I want some more information, I'm going to say, cool, well, here's the thing. I can do a couple of things. I can either send you a quick 10-minute ABC overview that will kind of show you what the company's all about, or you can come out Tuesday night, check out the business, the products, and meet the people. Which one would work best for you? It's as simple as that. See, if you understand this process, you always know what you're going to do next. If someone has seen an intro Evite, I know next they're ready for more information. Do you want the ABC, or do you want to come to a preview? It really is as simple as that. Once they've seen a preview, my question is, would you like to sign up, or do you need to see the preview again? Because this just isn't that hard. And it's time to play Niken now. It would sign you up. If they've got some questions to clean up, you clean them up. But don't get overwhelmed with your information process. Guys, basically, you meet them, you show them, you train them. You guys don't think you can handle that?
Yes.
And, you know, with the new Nikes that we have now, and, you know, the Niken, Niket, the what are they? I call them the Niket so much I forgot the actual name now. The Power Patch.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can be out smacking people all over the place with those things.
Oh.
Think about it. If someone has a sore elbow, you think you can fork out the dollar magnet and slap it on their elbow?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you something flat out. Those things work. I had one on my back. Get this. They work so well. I put one on for 7 days in my lower back. I mean, I showered, went to the gym, I beat the tar out of that thing. It stayed on my back for 7 days. I finally took it off because I was afraid skin was going to grow over. I'd have to go in there with a scalpel. But I kid you guys not, they work. Slap those things on people. You guys, my Paige has a saying. She used to teach training, or she was a trainer. She would tell people, you know what, seeing is believing, but trying is buying. You know, get those Nikes on people. Give them the skincare samples. We're going to talk more about that in some upcoming calls. You know, get people experiencing the product. That's the way you move these products, sample stuff.
Right, right.
Take 10 different things, the Perfect Start, or whatever it's called now, the protein shake, put them in little individual things. Give them to 10 people. You're going to get 4 or 5 customers. Give out those rev samples if you can do it. And look, if you're saying to yourself, well, I can't afford to sample stuff out, you can roll backs all day. You know, the other thing you can do is strength tests. But I think the power patches being about $1 or $2 a piece, guys, that's an awesome thing anybody can do at any income level. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So what I think we should be doing is we should look like the entire town had a breakout. We should have people having little round Band-Aids all over their bodies everywhere. I'll tell you what, guys, right. Those power patches, we should be wallpapering the world with power patches. People will use them if they hurt, and they work. They are good. I was so excited. You know, I've worn my back flex once in the past 2 weeks. That's how good that's how well that thing worked. So I'll tell you right now, a way to jumpstart your prospecting is that. These samples for the skincare, Paige is going to talk about that and some things we're going to do coming up because, you know, she knows she's got a lot of kung fu in that department. That's how you do it. Get it on people. Paula, you've done a great job of putting water in jugs and giving it to your friends, and they're buying Aquaphor. You know, I was talking to Terry the other day, and he said he's going to buy 2 Aquaphors, just start loaning them out because he's finding people are buying them. That water, we have a lot of tools we can use with our technologies. But the bottom line with prospecting, you kind of put it back running straight and true, is just understand it's got a simple flow to it. You meet people, you show them a little, you show them everything, you sign them up. Guess how the tools are broken down? Tools, you know, you meet people. And you know, meeting people, everybody talks about, well, I don't know anybody. Well, guys, if you're nice to people, you know people everywhere. And just a little FYI, and Niken, you're a professional nice beer now. Okay. Be real nice all the time to people. Go out to help people. Have that servant's heart. Have you guys noticed some of the biggest prospectors in Niken are just really nice people?
Yeah.
They really get around the company. You guys, I got to tell you, in a lot of other MLMs, the top recruiters, when you get near them, you need a pie shower. I'm telling you, I've been to a bunch of MLM meetings, and I felt my teeth started itching. You come around Niken, and you find the nicest people are the biggest recruiters. You know, it's really cool. Rebecca Esch, who is the top recruiter at Niken last year, called this week. It is just awesome. She's listening right now. Welcome. She called me up, and she said she's going to listen tonight, and she touched Paige and I so much because here's a gal that just goes out to help people. She says, oh, I just love Niken. You know, she doesn't even have a computer. Well, she called, she says, you've got to leave a message. I've got to go outside to get the phone. They don't have a phone in their house. She's the top recruiter in Niken because she's got a huge heart. So if you go out to give this stuff, and you guys know me, I'm not some touchy-feely guy that's going to go out, you know, hugging everybody down the street, but I genuinely want to help people. I genuinely care that this gets on people. And when you're talking to people, just remember this. You have something that they need, something that can change their lives. Your job is not to get frustrated if they don't get it. Your job is to help them see it. And what will help them see it is them seeing something in you that's going to make them say, gee, this guy or this gal is doing something, they seem to really like it, and they're going to be intrigued enough to look. Somebody's in an airport or something, if they're in Star 6. Is that background noise, or am I crazy?
No, I think they probably don't know to Star 6.
Yeah, thanks.
I think it's Sandy.
Well, no, I don't think so. She should be on the plane by now. It's minor. It's not too bad anyway. Is this information helpful to you guys tonight?
Very.
Absolutely.
Very, yeah.
Good. I mean, I can give you a million. Next week we're going to go more of the mechanics of prospecting. But I just wanted to share with you guys, go out tomorrow expecting people to like it. Go out tomorrow committed that you're going to. Well, let me ask you this. If you want to sponsor Royal Diamond, don't you think it's in your best interest to act like one first?
Yes.
I mean, I guess if you go fishing, maybe if you sit in the boat long enough, a giant fish might leap in.
Probably not.
Yeah, you guys have heard that. You know, man wait long time for fish to jump in boat.
Starve. Man,
yeah,
starve.
It is. And I think a couple things. You look at the extremes, people that are very quiet, you have to get enough love in your heart for other people and enough excitement about your own dream to get motivated enough to find a way to talk to people, first of all. Whatever motivates you, do it. Secondly, if you're a busybody that fire hoses people, nobody wants to hear that racket. Be quiet. You know what I'm saying? In the words of, we were at church one time and they had Bob Newhart. You guys ever seen that skit with Bob Newhart when he's a psychologist and the guy's across the table saying, I'm really depressed and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and he says, I've got some advice for you. He says, what is it? He goes, stop it. You guys ever seen that with Bob Newhart? Just remember, nobody wants to hear you talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and I promise you, you're not going to talk them into Niken. And by the way, people that talk that much, you will get a lot of sign-ups, but they will be all direct. No volume. If you barely direct somebody across the sign-up line, 99 times out of 100, they don't do anything.
Yeah.
So you want people to push you across the line, not barely get the nose over the goal line, and you don't want people signing up because you know, basically, do you guys understand what I mean by it's not your job to convince them, it's your job to make them convince themselves?
Yeah.
Last but not least, I think I've said this a couple times, don't worry about the results, worry about sharing it as many times as possible. You guys are all going to make it on this call. Hey, leave no one behind. If you guys are doing your best, if you're giving 100%, that is not a slogan. We mean it. We will find a way.
Amen.
If you're positive and you give 100% and you keep bringing it, you're going to break through. guys, my first 9 paychecks combined in Neekin were less than $1,000. I couldn't sign anybody up. But I'll tell you right now, I would have either died, had a heart attack, or been run over by a bus. That's the only way to get me out of Neekin when I started. There was no plan B. There was no I'm quitting, this is hard. There was no gee, I'm busy. There was I'm in business for myself, figure it out. How do I find enough time to prospect? You make it. Nobody's responding, you change. My business isn't growing fast enough, you do more. You guys with me on that?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't sit there in the water and wait for a rope. You start swimming. And by the way, we have as much help as you guys need. I get really excited about this because I view prospecting as empowering. Don't view it like it's this nut you're trying to crack. And the final little element, the thing that's going to make you good at prospecting, is getting a bloody nose.
Oh, right.
I mean that sincerely. You're going to go out, you're gonna say too doggone much, and they're not going to come. You're going to have a friend you talk to, and they're going to gun you down, and you're going to feel so low you can hang your legs off a dime. Okay. And then you're going to get up and come back the next day. You're going to drive an hour and a half to a preview, think you've got 17 people coming, and you're going to show up, and there won't be a soul there. And let me tell you something about that, guys. I have had that happen to me more times than I've had full rooms. But you want to know something? The empty room is not what makes you, or the full room isn't what makes you a diamond. It's the empty room, and then you did it again the next week.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. So you want to balance doing enough. Well, Ed Wein said this too. It's about doing the right things and doing them enough. If you do the right things, you know, but don't do them enough, you're not going to make any money. If you do the right thing, if you do the right things but don't do them enough, you're not going to make any money. You want that balance. But above everything else, if I could give you guys any piece of advice, is own your business. Be solution oriented. Put your business on your shoulders. Seek to become excellent. Go out and do Neekin. Don't try Neekin. Work with certainty. In other words, just own it. This is my business. You know, every one of you, it's very special that you've got a plaque on the wall with your name on it, meaning you're in business for yourself. That is something to be absolutely cherished. And your business means a lot to me because it's your dream. Have you ever really sat back and thought how special that is? It's not a piece of paper. Well, your distributorship's either a piece of paper or it's a whole lot more. And it's 100% dependent upon what you and I make of it. And all of our distributorships together, that's a life-changing, world-changing group.
Oh.
And that rocks. Or we're just a bunch of paper. Mm-hmm. Or we're just a bunch of paper. And I'll tell you what, Paula, hearing you tell your story, and if I was you, I probably wouldn't feel comfortable talking about it. But I'll tell you what, to have you on three or four medicines or whatever it's down to now, whatever we get paid, that right there is beyond what they could ever throw on a paycheck.
Amen to that.
Of course, I'm not going to send it back. do you get the idea? In Neekin, it's not an either or, it's a both. So anyway, that's the deal here. As far as next week, we're going to do the numbers for the very first time. If you guys go to the pathfinders.biz Sunday call page and you download the 90-day, you guys take a look down at, you're going to go down to page 10, you're going to see Pathfinder's weekly process tracking. There's another way to do it. If you download the e-form, you can actually do it with an e-version that tracks your prospects and automatically tabulates them weekly, monthly, and then for the entire quarter. So download that. The way we do it is very simple. When you take a look at this, you're going to do your goal every week and then your actual. Okay, it's as simple as that. What I would do is I would just write down, you know, basically my goal was to do 20 contacts. I actually did 15. I did 9 ABCs. 2 came to a preview. 1 were sponsored, and 1 did a sponsorship meeting. If somebody fills out an application but has not seen the business launch DVD and they've actually been sponsored, that means they fill out the application, but until they've had their sponsorship meeting, they don't get a 1 over there. So we want to make sure they get trained. So when you guys give your numbers, basically next week all you're going to do is say goal was 28, actual was 21, 7, just read them across. And when you're reading them, don't preface it, well, I was really sick this week and I wanted to do 40, but I only did 9. And the reason we don't do that is because, well, let me just say this, and I'll say it as nice as I can. if you do $19,999.99, does Niken make you a silver?
Nope.
What do you need to do silver?
$20,000.
Right. Yeah. Is there any way around that?
Nope.
Okay. So if your goal was to do 20 and you only did 6, is there a difference between a reason and an excuse?
Nope. No.
No. So we just come to the call, just say what your goal was, say what your actual was. That's for contact, and then just shoot them straight across. And this is really fun and easy. And by the way, that sheet right there, you can save it in the e-version. You can keep those in a spiral binder. Do you guys think it would be valuable information if you had the next 2 or 3 years worth of prospecting numbers in a book to show your downline or to look at yourself?
Yeah.
So if you tell me, hey, I'm not making any money, I can say, well, let's take a look at your prospecting sheet. If I see that you only talk to 4 people, it's pretty easy to see what the problem was. If
right.
you talk to 60 and only 2 did an ABC, what's that tell you about how you're meeting people?
It means you're chatty Cathy. Yep.
Okay. If 28 do ABCs and nobody come to previews, where are we going to help you? We're going to help you on the preview, or we're going to help you on the ABC. So when you guys are working with your downline with this, this sheet will always tell you where to work. And with yourself, you'll know what you're actually doing. It's one thing to get paid a lot or not get paid a lot and not know why. It gives you a whole other level of power to know why. So that goal is really important. And then as it goes from left to right, I mean, invariably, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, the real number you're looking at signups, right?
Right.
Everything else is kind of just a number, but those numbers feed the final number on the right. So what we do next week is all the teams will go one more time, just run through the numbers quickly. And then the week after that, we'll have, like, I think it's team 1 and 2 do the numbers, and then 3 and 4 will do the tasks that we do, and then we'll rotate every week. But next week, everybody come back, we'll do the initial numbers. If any of you guys have questions on how to do that, let me know. Shoot me an email or call Jackie or Steve or one of the veterans off the team. I think we have veterans on every team that have used this tracking form before. Will you guys that have been on the team before let the people on your team know how to do this if they have questions? Will you help me with that too?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, just kind of make sure people know what to do. Then next week we'll come back. Well, you know, it's kind of cool if you think about it. If 17 people each do 10 contacts, how many people have we reached out to? That's 170 people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys realize 170 people times 52, that would be 8,840 contacts over the next 12 months. You think we could help some people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. So the bottom line is that's good. Next week will be the first tracking form. Then next week we will actually get into the mechanics of the process more deeply. Tonight was the general. Next week is the specific. Does anybody have any questions or comments or thoughts before we beat feet?
No way.
Awesome. Was this a helpful training to you guys tonight?
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much. Yeah.
I mean, I suppose you wouldn't come on here and say it stunk, but I hope it was. No, it was horrible.
It sounded great.
It was a great call, Rick. I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
well, thank you.
Very good.
Well, you guys are awesome. Hey, go out this week with certainty. Have some fun. Yeah. Spread the word. Slap some magnets on people in those little Band-Aids. And what do you say we get some people retired? And here in 6 months or a year or 2 years, your family will be retired, sitting pretty. And when they get on the news and people are moping and whining about how bad their jobs are, at least they'll have somewhere to go. And last I checked, there aren't a whole lot of companies upsizing, but we are, and we have a lifelong, not losable benefits package. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah,
yep.
Very.
All right, guys,
well,
bless you all. Happy Niken doing this week, and let's get our people home, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thanks,
guys. Have a great
night,
week.
Everybody.
Have a nice night.
Bye. Good night.